Hello, my name is Shelley. Welcome to this very special hypnotic recording. This recording has been designed to induce a state of deep relaxation, so please do not listen to it at any time while driving. I want you to find a comfortable spot where you can lay back, close your eyes, and relax. Simply listen to the sound of my voice and allow yourself to drift off into a wonderful, blissful state of complete relaxation. And it feels so wonderful when you allow yourself to let go and relax. And I want you to start by taking in a few long, deep breaths, breathing in through your nose. Hold the breath, then exhale through your mouth, slowly. Inhale, a deep breath, hold. And exhale again through your mouth. Relax now. Again, inhale through your nose. A deep breath. Hold it. And exhale. And notice as you are breathing in and you are exhaling, your breaths are becoming slower, more deliberate, and relaxed. I want you to focus now on the center of your stomach. Imagine that in your stomach there is a little white glow of light. It is at the center of your body. And notice that as you are breathing in, that light is becoming stronger and brighter. And as you exhale, that light begins to spread, blocking out all the darkness in your body. Relax now. The darkness representing any stress, any tension, or any negativity. So as you breathe in, that light becomes stronger, a little brighter. It is as if your breathing in is charging that light. And as you exhale, that light begins to reach and stretch. From the center point in your body, it begins to spread out all throughout your body. And you begin to notice as that light begins to spread, that your body literally begins to feel lighter, as if you are floating. You feel calm and relaxed. Breathing in, the light becomes stronger. And exhale, see that light as it pushes itself, as it spreads throughout your body, down into your legs, up into your chest. Is reaching out from the center point of your body to every muscle, every nerve, every cell in your body as it coats and relaxes you. Breathing in, the light becomes stronger, and exhale, feel it spreading through your body, down beyond your knees into your calves, up above your chest, into your shoulders, out into your arms, as your body feels so relaxed, so light and fluffy, so airy and relaxed. Breathing in, the light becomes stronger still, and exhale, pushing that light all throughout your body, down to the tips of your toes, and even out of the tips of your toes, Feel it moving through your arms, through your hands as it extends out beyond your fingertips. And you are floating now. That light extends beyond your head and you are surrounded with a white light now. Your body is glowing with this beautiful, calming, relaxing light. This energy has spread all over you now. Your entire body is relaxed as you begin to float upward. Upward towards a beautiful star in the sky. Your energy is floating towards that star with a magnetic pull that is so strong, a force that is undeniable, as you find yourself reconnecting with source energy. And as you come into that light, you realize that you have not one care in the world. In this moment, you are completely free. Your mind is open and your body is relaxed. From this point, you allow yourself to completely let go. Enjoy this state of hypnotic trance. Deeper now. Deeper into hypnotic trance. It's one of those really fun nights where you've been out. You've been out dancing all night and you met an awesome guy. And he has been such a perfect gentleman all evening, bringing you champagne, mixed drinks, dancing with you, holding you so close. He's made you feel special all night. You really liked that, didn't you? And now the two of you are leaving the club. You've invited this wonderful man back to your house. You can't wait to show him your new bed. It's a beautiful sleep number bed. You can't wait to show him how bouncy it is. Well, that's what you told him to get him to your house, isn't it? No, really. Has he ever seen one of these beds before? You teased him. Sure, he's seen the commercials. But has he ever bounced on one of these beds? Now this guy is such a perfect gentleman. He completely missed the point. In fact, he thinks he's actually going to your house to check out your sleep number bed. So when the two of you get there, he follows you in through the door. Ladies first, he says. And you walk him back to your bedroom and you sit down on your bed. With your legs spread. Of course, he's oblivious. He's got his hands on the bed instead of where they should be, which is all over you. So he's feeling the firmness of the bed, and he's putting the pump on, inflating the bed, deflating the bed. What a beautiful room you have, he says. He's looking around at your room, describing what a nice house you have, what a beautiful room. Then you kind of give him that little come hither look, and he sits down next to you on the bed. And you lean over and you take his hand, and you put it between your legs. And he slowly begins to rub your legs. So he leans over and he starts to kiss you. And you feel his soft, gentle hands exploring your inner thighs. He's rubbing his fingers through your hair. And he stops and he tells you how beautiful you are. You're rather in a hurry to get fucked, aren't you? You don't really want to hear all the small talk. all the chit-chat. So you're kind of sitting there, trying to get him to shut up. If only he would stop talking already.
Relax now.
And he stops and he's gazing into your eyes. And he's looking at you like you're the most beautiful thing he's ever seen. And then he tells you that you are God's gift to man. And he starts going off with this and that. Oh my goodness, shut the fuck up already. You look him straight in the eye. You can tell that he's nervous. So you simply look him in the eye and you say just that. Would you just shut up and fuck me? And you see the light in his eyes as it begins to glow brightly. With a little shock. And then you find he is completely turned on. You see, he's never been with a woman quite as dominant as you. He's used to having to be the good guy who dishes out all the compliments and really persuades a girl into bed. He's never been with a slut like you before. So you see that he wildly starts to kiss you, and his hands are all over your body, and you're loving it. And you're wearing a cute little skirt and a white blouse, and your tits showing just a little bit. You take his hands and you put them on your blouse, and you yell at him, rip it off, just rip it off. And so he does. He rips open your blouse, exposing your beautiful, perfect, perky breasts. You stand up in front of him, and you slowly slip out of your skirt, and you're wearing black thigh highs, black panties, and a garter belt. And you look so very, very sexy. And you sit down on the bed with your knees together, with your hands behind you, and you slowly begin to spread your legs open wide, very wide. And then you take your hand and you begin to touch yourself. One hand down your panties. One hand massaging your breasts. You make him sit on the floor in front of you, down on his knees. And you take his head between your hands. You draw him closer to you, closer to your pussy. And you tell him to breathe. Smell my sweet scent, you say. Breathe me in. You want to taste that, don't you? You begin to tease him like he has never been teased before. I know you love the smell of my pussy. I bet you want to eat that little pussy, don't you? And he's shaking his head yes. He can't wait to devour your pussy. You tell him to rip your panties open. So he takes his hands. He rips your panties open, you bury his head in your pussy, and you tell him to lick it. Lick my kitty, you say. Ooh, make me purr, baby. And he starts licking your pussy, and it feels so good. It's exactly what you've wanted. You've been dreaming about it all night, haven't you? You feel his hard, wet tongue exploring your pussy, and it feels so good. And your pussy is dripping wet. Your pussy is so wet, longing for his hard cock. You want to feel his hard cock in you, don't you? So you take the toe of your high-heeled shoe and you put it between the middle of his legs. And you feel that hard cock getting harder and larger. You tease that cock with the tip of your high-heeled shoe, making it stand up nice and straight. And then you tell your lover to stand up, and you undress him, and you take his cock into your hand. You begin to stroke it. You begin to stroke his cock, getting it nice and hard until it's fully erect. And then you place it in your mouth and you begin to suck on it. Like the nasty little whore that you are. Sucking on that cock. He's fingering your pussy. And your pussy is dripping wet. You're both so hot and horny. You're both so incredibly turned on. You like it like that, you ask him. He's never been with a slut like you before. He stands you up and he throws you back on the bed. And you're on your back and your panties are ripped. And he crawls on top of you and he begins to pound your pussy with his long, hard cock. And you reach around and you scratch his back, digging your fingernails into his back, leaving your wild tiger's marks all over him. And he's pounding your pussy up and down faster and faster. You feel his hard cock exploring every inch of your pussy. And it feels so good. It feels so good to have a cock inside of you, doesn't it? You're loving that, aren't you? And just as he starts pumping you faster and faster, you push him off of you, and you jump on top of him, and you start bouncing on top of him, and he's looking at your tits as they're bouncing in the air, and you're riding that cock faster and faster, squirming on top of him, riding that cock faster and faster. You're in control now. You decide how fast, how deep. Faster, deeper, harder. You love the way that cock feels deep within you, don't you? You love to ride that cock. While you're riding that cock, you feel your pussy juices squirting all over him. And you look down at him and you tell him it's okay. You tell him it's okay, he can come now. And you tell him that you want him to come inside of you. Come all over up inside of me, baby, you say. That's right. You start pounding him faster and faster, riding his cock. That's right. Faster and faster, feeling his cock deeper and deeper inside of you. You feel his entire body become tense beneath you as he's grabbing your tits, squeezing them, and you're bouncing up and down. You feel his body beginning to go into convulsions. His cock is beginning to throb. His cock is beginning to go into convulsions. Faster and faster. At the count of three, you both come. One. Faster and faster, deeper and deeper. Two. Oh, yes. And three. You both come together and it feels so amazing and wonderful. Both of your bodies are dripping wet from the sweat, and the entire room is filled with the sweet smell of sex.